from Los Angeles, it's Sherry Shepherd Thursday. Sherry.
Hey, family.
So
good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Sherry.
So nice to be here.
So we were discussing off the air, Sherry and I, we're breaking up with our non-black friends over politics.
Letting them go. Over politics.
Sybil, I got a non-black friend who is for Gary Johnson. And I got some Cuban friends. I'm in Miami. I got some Cuban friends who are for Trump. And perfectly good friends. And we're breaking up. Are you having the same problem?
Before the debate, there was a really good friend of mine. And she said, I'm sorry. I just cannot listen to the Antichrist, Hillary Clinton. And I stopped. Called Hillary the Antichrist and proceeded to go off. And this literally had never come up. I just thought she was a Hillary person. And I said, I can't with you right now. And I haven't talked to her. And she said, I frankly thought the debate was very boring. And I made Jeffrey watch the debate with me. My stomach was in knots as I was praying for Hillary.
Uh-huh.
And I told her, I can't talk to you until after the election. I'm so upset.
I know. It's just,
this election
awkward.
Is so important.
What about you, Sid?
I've let three people go.
I have friends who are supporting Donald Trump, but they have been for a while. And we have agreed to disagree. And every once in a while, I'll get something, you know, like during the debate, I'll get a message or, you know, a phone call or a text or something.
So y'all taking a break right now?
We just don't talk about it.
You still talk.
No, but it never comes up, Sybil,
No. When it does, what I'm saying is we don't talk about politics. And when it does veer in that direction, and it normally does, that's when we normally say.
It gets uncomfortable, huh?
No, it's not uncomfortable because we know that we're on opposite sides of it. And so one of us will say, I think it's time to go. Or, we're just going to, it's sort of like arguing with Jake. Can we just agree to disagree?
What about you, player?
Why would you get rid of somebody who pays for every damn thing? I don't understand it.
Let's not be hasty, huh?
Somebody who's going to always take the check. You're right. Hillary is the Antichrist. Yes.
Whatever you say. Let me finish order.
I can curse in my car.
I don't know how you do that because
I've been married before.
Okay. That's how you divorce them.
Yeah, you divorce them, yeah.
But Sybil, normally I do that because like somebody like Elizabeth Hasselbeck and I are the best of friends who was on The View with me. Mm-hmm. But with this election year being so important and Donald Trump being on such the polar opposite of everything I believe, I guess because I talk about politics so much because I'm making phone calls this weekend.
Yeah.
That's how I'm stumping for Hillary. So I guess it can't help but come up with me because I'm so passionate and I get so mad.
Yeah. On the other hand, I cannot talk to my sister about religion. That's an ongoing thing with you. Once it comes up, I said, sis, I gotta go. Because I know we're going to totally disagree. I'm going to go to hell for some of the stuff I do.
And you got
some of the stuff I believe. And I may go to hell. And I could very well see her there. We don't know.
I feel the same way about Trump supporters.
Yeah, how about that? But, you know, when you have friends in your life that you know you're going to disagree with, you really have to work hard to avoid those conversations because it will cause tension in a relationship.
But we need the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have the time.
Because everybody is so angry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And everybody knows that their way is the right way. And like Sherry said, these people honestly believe that Donald Trump is the answer and that Hillary is
and
the...
And that he won. That's scary. That he won the debate.
She's nothing but a liar and an antichrist. She doesn't believe in Jesus Christ. It's like, what?
But they're also, you know, and I guess when it's so tension filled that when I'm talking about Donald Trump, I'm talking about you if you believe in him. So when you call Hillary the antichrist, you call me the antichrist. So it gets so much more personal than it ever has. Because I believe we're going backwards. And if you don't vote for Hillary, I don't know. Oh,
but here's the conversation we should be having, because these people that we're talking to, including ourselves, talking to each other, we've made up our minds. We've got to get out there and talk to those young people, especially who just are either
and that's another problem.
So many
with me.
Young people are like, eh.
The young people,
they have no
the people on HBCU campuses who say that they can't vote at all because the choices are Hillary and Trump, and they're not going to vote, which means they're actually voting for Trump.
You know what I tell young people?
And these HBCU students, you know, the students that I support,
Can you tell them you're not giving them any money until...
that'll knock some sense into them, won't it, Tom? Oh.
What about you, Sherry? Your niece is on one of those campuses. Does she talk
about
it?
Yes, my niece, she does. And she was of that thing where she said, I have to research Auntie... the issues. And I said, you don't have to research. You got two choices, Hillary or Hillary, as I write this check to the University of Norfolk. But what I tell my nieces and nephews, because they're the same way, Sybil, is I say, I know they both have flaws, but you can't compare the flaws of Hillary with the flaws of Donald. A lot of these young people are not researching Hillary. I say, she still has helped African Americans. And you can research that and find that out. Trump has done nothing. There's instances where Trump, you know, look at what Trump has done. He hasn't rented to black people. He was sued in his building. He took out two full page ads against the Central Park five young black men and called for their execution.
And we don't talk about that enough.
When the city of New York let them go and said that they were not guilty, Donald Trump said it was a heist.
He doubled down.
He didn't apologize. Right. So I said, you can find out where Donald Trump hasn't done anything for us, and it's not going to affect you but your children. So when you complain about Eric Garner being in a chokehold and then you want to take it to court, if they elect Supreme Court justices, they're the ones that are going to knock it down.
And we're talking about stop and frisk. Just like we're talking about stop and frisk. And how
because
our young people are on the streets today, right. and people who don't, like Donald Trump are saying, well, it's legal, we can still do it. No, we got to talk about the legalities. I know, but if he says it, Jay, then people are believing it and taking it as gospel, right?
Right. And
so
and I just I don't think they're doing their homework and really. I think social media has got a lot of people. They're looking at retweets and things like that. Right. Instead of sitting down and doing
so we just need to get on Snapchat. No. We need to get on our IGs and Instagram and send these messages to the young people, because that's the only way they're listening to us is when we're tweeting them.
I gotta get a Snapchat account.
I'm telling you.
Oh my God.
I've been known to tell her I'm a sick lie, but I've never seen anybody lie like Donald Trump.
And believes it. When I'm tweeting live and I go, no, stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional. And he goes, no, it wasn't. We went before an anti-police.
Wait a minute.
He goes, it wasn't. I'm right, going, Claire. I'm screaming.
You will come up with a sick lie, but you ain't never heard no lies
I've never seen nobody lie like that.
And they
Jeffrey looked at me.
Him.